This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
For many of us, our closest encounter with wild animals is at a zoo. These places allow us to observe the behaviours and characteristics of amazing creatures, from big cats to tiny amphibians. It's an enjoyable and educational experience for us, but is it the best environment for the animals? A long time ago, people could only see wild animals as stuffed dead exhibits in a museum. Later, live animals were captured by explorers, brought home and put on show to the public in menageries. Animal welfare was not a priority. But modern zoos and wildlife parks have transformed the conditions and environments for animals, making bigger enclosures, removing bars, and to some extent, mimicking their natural habitats. Some people have questioned the cruelty of keeping animals captive and using them just for entertainment. But zoos are keen to show they are here to help wildlife by educating us about conservation. In the UK, the introduction of the Zoo Licensing Act 1981 also required zoos to educate the public. Well-managed zoos are now also involved in supporting and funding conservation programmes. Probably the biggest claim from zoos today is that they help to protect species that are under threat in the wild due to climate change. Robert Young, Chair in Wildlife Conservation at Salford University, says, "There are quite a lot of different species around the planet which we wouldn't have today if it wasn't for zoos." Some zoos have captive breeding programmes which help to preserve the future of species that would otherwise face extinction. Actor Leonardo DiCaprio recently praised Chester Zoo in the UK for its conservation work. It brought a rare fish species back from the dead after breeding and releasing a school of golden skiffia fish back into their native river. While the debate about having zoos continues, new opportunities to meet wildlife are being explored, such as using virtual reality. And John Coe, a zoo designer, told the BBC, "Taking a walk through a herd of elephants in the Serengeti, I think, is going to be possible pretty soon."
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.